You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Well, I've been speaking to the Chief Officer of the Asthma and Respiratory Foundation of New Zealand, Letitia O'Dwyer. The last time I spoke to her on Smoke-Free Day, she was concerned about the lack of information available to the public about vaping harms. So I checked in with her to see her thoughts on the recent government's website that they've released, which is Vaping Facts, vapingfacts.health.nz. And she began by commending the government for taking some form of action.
I think there's a lot of benefits to having the Ministry of Health and the Health Information Agency website out there with information on vaping. I mean, we've been calling for that for some time, to have information out there to the public once these products are already on the market. So it's just really getting that balanced and those facts right.
And how do you feel like the website addresses the harms?
I think overall the website is very good, but there is some information probably around two key aspects that we think need to be amended really, and one is around the gateway to smoking. On the website they state that there's no evidence that vaping can lead to smoking, which is surprising because I know that some of the advisors to this website are well aware that the NASM report, which was a huge report put out last year and reviewed over 800 papers in this, said that there was substantial evidence that e-cigarette use increases the use of ever using normal cigarettes. So that statement is just inaccurate. You can't say there's no evidence. And the second point that really stands out for me is the second-hand vapor. And I'm quite surprised of this as well because, you know, the World Health Organization put out a big report around ENDS products or electronic nicotine delivery systems products. And as well, they say that there is, they concluded that there was an absolute impact from passive exposure to electronic cigarette vapor, and it has a potential to lead to adverse health effects. So to say that there is no evidence yet that secondhand vapor is dangerous is also inaccurate. And it's just a shame because the website is actually very good. And what we've been saying all along is just make sure that you involve, you know, if not us, TSAN, somebody from that scientific community on this panel.
Yes, and last time we spoke, we were talking about the lack of input by respiratory physicians in the consultation. Were you aware of who was consulted in the making of this website?
Yeah, they do have a list. If you dig down, you can see who is involved with this website. And of course, before that, the panel of experts around the whole subject of vaping. There is a lot from industry. And, you know, I think that it isn't balanced that we don't have those medical and scientific physicians involved, because this literature is coming out so quickly. I mean, every day there are basically studies published. And what's the saying that it takes a village to raise a child? In this area, it really does take everybody's knowledge. And unfortunately, you know, they have at every stage not been open to bringing the scientific community, the medical community on board in designing this from our perspective.
And what additions would you like to see made to the website?
So overall, I think the feel is really good of the website. I think that it's got some really easy go-to answers and sections in there for people. But first of all, there should be something saying that if the FDA-approved medical therapies out there have failed, then vaping may be an option. I don't think it should just be smoking, then vaping. And if you look around the world, you know, no medical societies are saying that is the case. So I don't think that's been stressed enough. And then the other two points are really around the gateway to smoking. They need to amend the statement that there is no evidence that vaping can lead to smoking, and they also need to amend the point around secondhand vapor, where they state there is no evidence that secondhand vapor is dangerous, when in fact, if you go to numerous studies, there is emerging evidence around this.
What do you think of the website's main slogan being "only vape to quit"?
Look, they're taglines, I guess, to make it really simple and appeal to people. But, you know, we're actually not that silly, you know, New Zealanders. We actually can handle a bit more information around this, you know. At the very front, you know, they do say that it's less harmful than smoking, and we're not denying that. We don't know what the long-term effects are going to be, but we're not denying that at this point in the stage with the knowledge that we've got. But I think that there does need to be more information that this has got to have wraparound services and quitline and behavioural support, etc., with it, because our concern is if you're just relying on the retailers who sell these products to, what, provide those wraparound services, to point people in the right direction on how they can get support, because we know that even people who want to quit who are current smokers and they've tried vaping, then it doesn't work that well without those wraparound services. And I don't know, how do we know that the people who are retailers in this area are supplying that information?
I remember last time you spoke a bit about that conflict of interest.
I mean, I don't know what the operating procedures are around the Ministry of Health about who is cited or how they select their panel for these advisory positions, but I do find it very strange that retailers, buyers, etc., for these products are on these panels. I do find that quite strange.
And so ultimately, the goals of the Vaping Facts website and those of the Asthma and Respiratory Foundation of New Zealand aren't really at odds at the end of the day.
No, they're completely not at odds. I mean, we want to both achieve smoke-free 2025. We all know that one of the toughest groups is young Maori women smoking, and gosh, if this is going to help with that, then fantastic if other things have failed. So we are aligned, but let's get the information and the facts right, because people aren't that stupid in New Zealand. You know, we can handle it. Let's just get all the facts out there, and people can make up their own choices.
The Asthma and Respiratory Foundation's website has more information on those studies about the gateway potential of vaping and the impacts of secondhand smoke.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.